Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. How is it going, guys? I hope you're crushing it. I really had an interesting topic today because I do some sales consultancy and some interesting concept came out and I was like, you know what? I'm sharing it with my guys. So this is going to be a sales podcast, but I find it really intriguing and I said, you know what? I really have to share it.
Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
So, with few clients early in the summer, I wrote that, you know what, I have some spare time because I'm kind of a semi-retired and I'm going to do consulting. Sales consulting, I'm limiting it to 1 to 2 hours per week because I don't want to have more billable hours. I want to be more into strategic hours. But I find it interesting that as our frameworks evolve, I could actually test in new companies, in new scenarios. So, that was my end game with the consultancies. And interestingly, I'm working now with a German startup and they're building a consultancy slash platform, which is targeting product owners. They're targeting software companies that have in-house software development team and they're building their own product. And the framework that they were using were really, really good. And interestingly enough, so we're targeting head of product, product owners, those kind of roles. And it was interesting. I mean, in the majority of the framework that we're doing is like, okay, let's first define what's the ideal client profile. And we spent several sessions there, which was really, really good. So we name it down to the T. This is the type of people that we're looking at in this type of company they're working on. These are the characteristics. That's it. We then started building the database of them and we moved into the content. So what kind of conversation starters can we do? Like what are the pain points of product owners or head of products? So what kind of pains do they have? Like managing the software development team while reporting to the stakeholders, trying to catch the releases on time and within budget. And as it's an operational role, it always gets messy. Something happens. So we went through the conversation starter. So we had really nice duality, empathy, credibility message and free value. And we were like, okay, we are ready to start the campaign and see how it goes. We've started first. People didn't want to connect with us. And I was like, okay, well, if they don't want to connect, it's two things. We're either targeting the wrong target audience or we simply have a bad profile. So we got back, we optimized the profile. So I'm going to go stage by stage in the funnel just to see how we had to tweak everything until we started getting meetings, but it was worth it. So we optimized the profile and that way we started getting acceptance. From the acceptance, we started looking at the messages that we were sending, the conversation starters, and results were pretty good. I mean, we were getting a lot of responses. People were engaging with the messages. So I was like, perfect, that's good. Let's go down to the next funnel, the next stage of the funnel. And as we were looking at that, we had two LinkedIn profiles to test, where in the first LinkedIn profile, we had pre-qualified leads. So that means that on the database, we manually check to make sure that they're really relevant. And on the other, we had a bit more generic qualification like LinkedIn Sales Navigator filter. At the end, we saw that the difference between those two is insignificant. So it's not worth the effort in this particular client. It's not worth the effort to pre-qualify the leads. It's far faster and get the same result if you just put the Sales Navigator and then start reaching out to all. So that was also an interesting thing. But the biggest problem that we had was that as we started the message sequence, as people started breaking the response obstacle, like they respond to the campaign, like we start to engage them into conversations, they start to respond. But in our framework is that once they start to respond, it's the nurturing team job to actually take them from they just broke the response obstacle and now we need to we must have them admit that they have a problem, and then move them to the stage that, well, whether our solution is a good fit, and after that try to move them to the meeting obstacle, like, well, let's jump on a call. And not to confuse you, so the whole goal is we start with conversation starters. As they respond, we try to do chit chat with them in order to find the problem that they have, and then we move the conversation to how our solution can help them with that problem, and then why we are the best fit and why they should meet us. So that's kind of flow that we're doing. And here is the funny part, but we couldn't get any product owner or head of product to admit that they have a problem. And it was crazy. They are engaging, so the acceptance rate is perfect, the response rate is perfect, the engagement rate is perfect. Nobody is absolutely admitting that they have a problem. And it's funny, until they say that they have a problem, I cannot move them then when what would be solution and whether our solution is good, because when you reach out to someone, even in lead generation outreach for our purposes, when I reach out to consultancies and marketing agencies and IT company, I'm like, well, do you generate enough leads? Are you happy? Have you tried outreach? How are you doing? Have you tried LinkedIn? So are you happy with it? You're outsourcing it? Do you like the results? And if the answer is like, yes, 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 well, they don't have a problem that I can solve. So why would I push them on a meeting? But if they say, yeah, we do LinkedIn, but we're not happy with the results, then they have a problem, I can continue the conversation. If they say, no, we're actually doing it in-house, but we think that it can be done better, I still have a problem that I can work with during the conversation. Well, in the product owners or head of products, nope, we don't have a problem. Speed of delivery, no, everything is perfect. How about planning, managing multiple stakeholders? Nope, everything is perfect. Well, how about prioritizing the product roadmap? Nope, everything is perfect. And I've realized, and maybe this is an exception, but because of their ego, and I mean, that's their job, they were not willing to admit that they have a problem. And I had two solutions here. One is that, okay, we need to further dig down on the chit-chat so they would feel more safe to tell that they have a problem. So I bet a stronger relationship before they can say, you know what, I really have a problem. And that didn't work out. After a few chit-chat, it ended, why are you writing me? What's the end goal of this messaging? So it still didn't work out. And the last goal, and this is what worked actually, was that what if we switch to, okay, they have big ego or they're really good at, so there is no way that they're going to ever admit that they have a problem. And as such, I cannot move the conversation to a meeting. What if we switch from a problem to an opportunity? And that tweak really crushed it. So when we started reaching to the product owner, head of product, yeah, we started again with the conversation starters, what do you do and stuff. And once we break them, we, instead of, well, do you have a problem in this angle or that angle, we moved it to, you know what, we have an opportunity, we have a framework that can be an upgraded version of the Agile, and it offers so many opportunities and advantages. And I would really love to discuss about this with you. So now they didn't feel threatened because I don't have a problem. But instead of admitting that they have a problem, they were more inclined to see about an opportunity and an opportunity to move them. And in sales, I always say that pain acts faster than an opportunity. But this was a unique example where simply nobody was admitting the pain. So when we switch it to an opportunity, well, the majority of them can say, well, that's exciting. Let's jump on a call so you can tell me the opportunity so we can be even better. And then on the call, we have the consultants where they were doing some audit on how they do the Agile, how they do the prioritization and everything. And that's how they found out about all the problems that the companies were A, too egoistic about telling about them, or B, not even knowing. I've realized that a lot of product owners are not even aware that they have a lot of problems. And the moral of the story is that optimization of the campaign is critical for success. You try with the funnel. If the acceptance rate is bad, well, try to change the profile, try to change the target audience. If the response rate is bad, well, you're not hitting the pain point with the conversations. If they are engaging into conversation, but they fail to admit that they have a problem, you can either change the messages or try to discuss about opportunities. But this is the lengthy process. This is the process that we have to do. I mean, now I was a consultant, so I was just doing 1 to 2 hours per week. But even with our clients, when we do the outreach, we have to start, and the pressure is on us within the first month or two to try different things, different optimization strategies, to find what mix of ingredients work for that client, for that particular target audience, in order to start getting very qualified leads. So that was my inspiration for today. So try to optimization, and if you cannot get a certain type of people to admit that they have a problem, try to convert it into opportunities. That's all I had for today, guys, and do have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.